It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. It is Monday, the start of a new week, and joining us now, as she always does, to tell us what the WNYC newsroom is working on, our planning editor, Kate Hines. Kate, good morning. Happy tax day.
You know, Richard, if we lived in Massachusetts or Maine, we'd have an extra 2 days to file tax returns because they celebrate Patriot Day today.
That's right, Patriot Day. This is a holiday that observes the battles of Lexington and Concord, the first military engagements of the Revolutionary War, Paul Revere and all that kind of stuff. All
right. Yeah. Of course, it's also celebrated in Boston by the Marathon and a Red Sox home game played in the morning.
All right. That's New England. Mm-hmm. What are the people in New York going to hear on WNYC this week?
We are continuing to follow the measles outbreak in our area. Our reporter Gwen Hogan has been looking at the local anti-vaccination movement, and she's found that it's largely composed of two different groups who get their information from the same source. So she's going to be telling us about that. Also, the city's health department will be meeting, and the emergency measles order mandating vaccination will be discussed and possibly extended. She'll be covering that as well.
All right, what else are you covering?
We're going to be taking a look at the city's Administration for Children's Services and how that agency frequently uses its emergency powers to remove children from families. This means doing so without going to court. Yasmin Khan has been reporting that out for us, and the first installment in her series airs tomorrow. Also, this week is the 30th anniversary of the Central Park jogger attack, which a woman was brutally assaulted and five teenagers wrongfully convicted. Our All Things Considered host Jamie Floyd will have a conversation with a journalist who covered the case at the time and a law professor.
All right, let's talk transportation. I know the MTA board's holding its monthly meetings this week, so can we expect some transit news?
I'm sure we can, and reporter Stephen Nesson will be watching. I know he's especially interested in details about the upcoming L train work.
And I have to ask, Kate, you are our in-house birder here because it's migration season. Anything good you were out seeing while birding this weekend?
I'm really glad you asked. So I was out in Central Park this weekend, and yes, while I didn't see this, there were reports of...
Just like the white winged dove sings a song.
Yes, a white winged dove. These look a lot like mourning doves, but have a distinctive white band on each wing, and they're native to the Southwest. They range from Texas to Panama, so having one here is exciting.
I love how you bring your own theme music. Were there any other rare birds you're watching
well,
for?
Well, I'm looking for warblers, which are moving through the area, but they won't really pick up until May.
All right, WNYC's Kate Hines looking for the warblers. Thanks.
Thank you.